Have your way. Have your way. Speak your words into our hearts and have your way. And as we wait, and as we pray, Holy Spirit, speak your words and have your way. Today is the feast of the baptism of the Lord. The Christmas season ends with the baptism of Jesus to signify the beginning and final destiny of the Christian life. In today's gospel, we heard that when Jesus was baptized, a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Just as God declared Jesus, you and I, at our own baptism too, were adopted to become children of God. This mystery is called divine adoption or divine sonship. Divine sonship is the final destiny of all who were baptized and all who will be saved. This truth was revealed to us by St. Paul in Romans chapter 23 and Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 to 5. Romans 8, 23. But it is not just creation alone which groans. We, who have the Spirit as the first of God's gift, also groan within us, within ourselves, as we wait for God to make us his sons and set our whole being free. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 to 5. But when the appointed time came of a woman, born a subject of the law, to redeem the subjects of the law and to enable us to be adopted as sons. So pay attention to that phrase, divine sonship, as sons. God is going to make us his adopted sons. And in Galatians, he said the same thing, that will make us his sons and then we'll be adopted as sons. According to St. John Paul II, divine sonship is the deepest mystery of the Christian vocation and the culminating point of the mystery of our Christian life. We share in salvation, which is not only the deliverance from evil, but is first of all the fullness of good, of the supreme good, of the sonship of God. You see, the mistake is that when people, especially some version of Bible or scripture, try to translate that verse as children, it is more than children. It is divine sonship. And today is a good day for me to share this very beautiful revelation with you. What this means is that salvation is sonship. It's sonship. God's plan is to unite us to Christ as fellow sons with him. Through baptism, we enter into a relationship with God as sons in the Son. Sons in the Son. It is completely different from being children of God or being a child of God. And this is what I want to share with you this morning. This means that God relates with us not in the same way he relates with the angels and all other spiritual beings in heaven. Rather, he relates with us in the same way he relates with his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. He will share the same intimacy with us in the same way he shares with his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. That's the big difference. Songs in the song. You see, there is a special glory that God the Father has reserved for Christ because he is his only begotten son. A special glory, a special destiny. So, all those who are united to Christ through baptism will be beneficiaries of all that God has prepared for his beloved son. That is why we are sons in the son. Anything that belongs to Christ belongs to us. The Bible says, with Christ, every glory, every destiny that belongs to Christ belongs to us. That's the uniqueness of our baptism. That's the story of our salvation, that at the end, you and I will become sons in the Son. There is something very, very special about being the only begotten Son of God. There is a dimension of glory, a dimension of blessing attached to these statues. There is an inheritance that is unique to these statues. And God the Father has willed to honor all those who are united to Christ through baptism with this unique inheritance. That's the mystery we celebrate today. That the whole plan of salvation is that because God is the eternal Father of the only begotten Son, he willed that we will relate with him through his Son. And every destiny, every glory, every inheritance that belongs to Christ belongs to God, to belong to us. We are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. Salvation is sonship. Our destiny as Christians is to become sons in the Son. It is based on this truth about our divine sonship that we will, at the end of time, become partakers of the divine nature. You see, last Christmas, or during Advent, I was invited to give an Advent mission retreat in St. Rose of Lima, down in Safford, east of Tucson. And at the end of the retreat, when I shared some of the mysteries that I've been sharing with you, a lady said to me, he said, why have we not been told about this? And she was crying. She was crying. I couldn't answer that question. But that's the truth. These mysteries can change us. It can change the way we understand our faith. And it can bring us to a place of glory. And she was crying, and she almost brought me to tears. And last week, three of my brother priests asked me, what was it that you shared in Safford? They wanted to know. And I told them about the mysteries of the kingdom, about heaven and the glory and our destiny. And one of our priests, Father John Bosco, says that he calls me Man Clemento. He says, Man Clemento, you are certainly going to be in heaven. And I said, sure. After this great revelation, I can't just miss heaven. And friends, that's the truth. That's the truth. You and I have a glory that if we really understand, we know that nothing in this world is worth going to hell for, too great to make to get to heaven. And for this reason, I want to invite us this morning. Let us stand and renew our baptismal promises, to reject Satan and all his work and all his empty promises, and put our faith in Jesus, who has adopted us as his brothers and sisters in the life of the Trinity. Let us stand. And all you have to do is say, I do, I do. And when we renew our baptismal promises, we won't recite the creed, because this would take the place of the creed, and then we'll say our prayer of the faithful. Now, do you reject Satan?
I do.
And all his works? And all his empty promises?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting?
I do.
Now in hymn 523, we belong to God. Continue to pray.